Hi, my name is Daniel Dish, and I am a pastor, a father, and a husband, and a Lutheran. It is 4 a.m. here in Seoul. I wish I could sleep. Yesterday was emotional. I literally couldn't decide what to wear and repacked twice. We arrived an hour early and took a walk. We had a laughing exchange with young coffee shop workers, and we did Advent waiting. There is the family and little Taeyang, almost 2 years old, and we bow low to them. Eric, the new brother, hides behind a couch, and we start asking questions. What is Taeyang's personality? What is his sleeping and eating and toileting and playing and comforting habits? We learn he likes bananas. The foster father keeps patting Taeyang, and he speaks to him, and the foster mom takes his hand and whispers at length to him and hugs Marnie and hugs Marnie and hugs her. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And DJ asks what denomination I am, and to pray for them in their ministry, because there are so many kids. All of a sudden, we are at a cab, and we're not ready. It reminds me a little bit of when they first handed us our son and said, okay, go home. The family is standing far away at the building, watching the cab, and we did not get their names. And I turn and bow low, hands in the proper position. And Carl sleeps, and Eric sleeps, and Marnie sighs. And I sit beside a stranger driving a cab, watching the city slip past. You know, Luther said in his large catechism that love is what each person owes his neighbor, to his brother or sister or coworker. And honor encompasses love, but it goes further, involving modesty, humility, and deference to a majesty there hidden. It wasn't long before we found out that when they say that your child comes with unknowns, it's true. Mm-hmm. But there's still a mystery for the boy that doesn't speak. There's still that mystery of love that Luther speaks of. And the majesty hidden there. That God makes new families, like the song of Ruth. And that love is a vocation. And perhaps more clearly than ever before, seeing and discovering the hidden God in the face that peers back at you. Hidden majesty.